Alrighty. Always a lot of fun. The second Friday of a month at this particular time. That's when we speak to the Great Union. And it's a big-time spotlight segment on Long Island right here on this Friday. That's where we bring in the president of the Great Union, the Association of Municipal Employees, the largest independent union, by the way, the state of New York. And they represent such a large majority of government workers, talking about could be child support enforcement, could be health services, could be Medicaid, could be parks, could be police. Listen, I can go on for another half hour, but I'd be taking a little too much of Mr. Levler's time. Dan here solo today. And we say a very good morning to him. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I am fantastic. You know, it's kind of a crazy week because, Dan, I don't know if you're like me, but, you know, you have the elections and the buildup, and, you know, we go at this since, what, February and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Really.
Oh, yeah.
People announcing and getting ready and primaries and in June and September. And, you know, we kind of roll along and it's like, okay, so I'm here now 3 days after and I feel like I have withdrawal, you know, from the whole process.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, give me a candidate to speak up, please.
Right.
But it's like one of those deals. Do you go through that as well?
Absolutely.
Because you're active as well in this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you're running all year long, and things just change. It's like, you know, it's like looking at the churning water in like a washing machine. You know, you never know what's going on next. And, you know, like it's as simple as a tweet from someone outside of the county, and now all of a sudden everything's changed, and you just constantly working the issues and constantly working, you know, the overall greater good end result. But you know, you're surfing the whole time. You're surfing, you know, just like what's going to happen, what's going to happen, what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden it happened and you know, you got to shift gears and start getting into other things. But don't worry, Jay, we're not too far away from the state races.
Oh my goodness, we got 2020 to concentrate. That starts early for me, man. I'm telling
you. Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting because, you know, if those who listen and understand the union process here on candidate, I mean, you guys do your due diligence.
Oh,
you start with the questionnaires and everything else,
right?
And it culminates, right?
Yeah. So you know, I mean, we implement an exhaustive process. One, we send out a written questionnaire. And it's not like, you know, will you do a good job? You know, like they're not fluff questions. They're difficult to answer. And to some extent, there are some people who won't even submit, you know, the questionnaire. And if you don't submit the questionnaire, then we don't talk to you. And if we don't talk to you, we can't, you know, form our opinion and then endorse. So, yeah, we start with the questionnaire. Then we review that. We go through, for all the incumbents, we go through their voting history, what they supported us on, what they didn't support us on, the things that they promised and delivered, the things that they promised and didn't. We review all of that information. Then we bring them in. We let them, you know, say their piece, and then we grill them. You know, we've got questions. Then we go through, you know, deliberations behind the scenes, and we set up a whole scoring matrix, and we figure out, you know, where we're going to end up. You know, for a lot of voters, you don't get an opportunity to do something like this. This is why we take it so seriously, because we're going to publicly release who we think is going to be best for working people in Suffolk County, anyone with jobs. And that's why we take this process so seriously, because when we put that out, we're basically saying, yes, we're making this recommendation to our membership, but we're making this recommendation to anyone with a job.
I like the way you do that. You know, I'm kind of thinking, as you described that just now, as almost analytics in the world of sports. You know how they talk about analytics in baseball now, where you have a whole bunch of guys sitting in an office, and it's almost like they have their own little matrix.
Right.
You know, but that's what you guys do, because you have a system in place in which, you know, you go from these questionnaires that are handed and then sent back. You guys gather all of this information and can really, you know, instead of just pulling a name out of a hat and saying, hey, you know what, this guy's great, he's this body, that, but you guys have a system in place.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and again, you know, it's a lot of work, but I think it's a lot of work for a good reason. And, you know, we saw that bear out, you know, in the elections, where we really lended our support and put our efforts. You know, you saw victories. Not in every case, you know, and that's very rare. But, you know, on occasion, you know, or at least historically, you know, I've seen organizations, you know, release recommendations and most of the people that they endorse don't make it, you know, and we're fortunate to be in a place to have such a good team and such a good system where, you know, we can really try and shape, you know, making the best possible outcome in an election like this for, you know, on behalf of everyone.
President of the Union, AME, with us, Mr. Dan Loeffler. So tell the folks, because it's important stuff, but, you know, you guys had your eyes on a couple of individuals, important posts at stake and everything, and they came out victorious. And I know you backed the county exec, the incumbent, right?
In Steve Ballone? Yes, we did. Yeah. So, you know, Steve Ballone was able to do a bunch of things to kind of change. You know, historically, we had our battles. We had things we had to work through. But we got to a place where we could work together and we could see, you know, a better outcome for our membership and the taxpayers. And we believe that moving forward, this was going to be the right thing. You know, in addition to that, the presiding officer has done a phenomenal job of just working with the legislature to get the stuff done in that body that needs to be done, and kind of standing aside from partisan politics in a way. You know, I mean, at times he's fought with his own party over certain issues because of what was right for the legislature. So that was someone we really believed in. Minority Leader Tom Silmy, again, someone who really works the issues. You know, he's got his party affiliation, but he's going to do his job. You know, so there were a lot of great races there. Deputy presiding officer, the majority leader. You know, these were all very important things to us. They all did a great job in and of themselves, getting out there, getting their message to the people that were going to vote. You know, turnout was the thing that that really kind of surprised me again this year. You know, there was so much of a push, so much energy, so to speak, in trying to get things done. I mean, you could choke on the lawn signs all over the place, but still, you got about maybe a sixth of the population voting.
And by the way, you know, listen, Dwayne Gregory's a good guy, presiding officer. He's a good guy. You're right. You know, you would think, and it's so important. It's so important to be impartial, and he does just that.
Yeah.
We have Dwayne on all the time, Dan, and he really tells it like it is. You know, he'll throw down the hammer.
Yeah.
He'll throw down the hammer on the administration if he has to.
Right.
But I like that from him. So, yeah, that's good. And Silmy's a good guy as well. Silmy's one of those guys. Tells it like it is. But you know what I like about Silmy also? He's a gentleman.
Yes.
You know, he'll talk about, like, if he disagrees with the administration, he'll talk about it, but he won't, like, be obnoxious about it. You know,
right.
some guys, I'm not going to name them, but people know who they are.
Right.
Some guys are just plain outright obnoxious, and I don't want to hear from those people anymore.
Well,
you know what?
You know, if you have talent, you can handle it the way the minority leader does, you know? So, and it's great to work with a guy like Tom because he really has reasons. You know, we've sat and we talked a number of times, but specifically when we were doing the screenings, there was an issue that we were bumping up against that we spoke to him about, and he had well thought out reasonable solutions to the problems that were being faced. And, you know, so that's someone with ideas to make things work as opposed to someone who just says no to say no. You know, and you can't afford to have that in government. You need to have ideas to move things forward. You can say, okay, we need to get this done, but I don't agree to do it this way. Maybe we can do it that way.
No, you're right. And, you know, you bring up the turnout, and I was... You know, Wednesday morning when I came on, you know, listen, everybody needs a tongue lashing out there. He didn't get out and vote. No excuse. When you have a 9-day head start to make sure you get out there, Dan, right? I mean, you got to vote.
Absolutely.
But you can't tell me on an important election. I don't want to hear any nonsense, non-federal. I don't care. Okay, you had a county executive's race in Suffolk County where you have 900,000 registered voters, 200,000 and change go to the poll. That's 18%. I'm sorry. That's disgraceful. Nobody has anything to complain about if you didn't vote. That's what it comes down to, Dan, right?
Listen, Jay, what I say is you can shape your destiny, or you can have others shape your destiny for you. You know, and something like elections, it's exactly like that. How do I want my community to look? How do I want my community to behave? What do I want for the future of my family and the community at large around me? You have the ability to jump in and say, you know what, this person fits my ideals best. Nobody's a perfect fit, you know, not in most cases, but you find the people that have the closest to the ideals that you have, and you shape your world. If you don't do that, if you don't get involved, if you don't vote, and you sit back and you say, this is rigged, or someone else will handle it, you know, I don't need to. Well, I kind of have something going on tonight. Well, if you didn't get the results that you wanted, you're partly at fault. Not just you, but all the people with that same mentality. You know, this democratic process only works if we're involved. You know, if we get down to the point where only 10 or 15 people are voting in certain elections, you know, the world's going to be the way they want it, not the way you want it. This is your opportunity to put the people in that represent your ideals, your values.
I agree. You know what? Complacency doesn't cut it anymore. It really doesn't. And, you know, you're going to see a big bump in 2020. There's no question. You got a presidential deal going. You got congressional seats. You know, it's highly contentious. We know it's going to be. I mean, 2020 will be the year of years.
Oh, yeah.
But still, there's no excuse, really. No excuse. Dan Levler here with us, the AME president. Let's get into a couple of things. I know, or at least I think I read, where you have the annual convention coming up next week, right?
Yeah. So our union gets together with our leadership, delegates from all across the county workforce, and we get together and we talk about things that we need to talk about. These things kind of happen through proposals. You know, people will have different ideas and they'll say, hey, I think we should, you know, implement this, or we should do things differently in this area. And then we get together and we say, okay, well, these are necessary conversations. You know, these different proposals, these are things that are on folks' minds, whether it's, you know, me thinking of something, or, you know, just someone out in the world, you know, inside of our community of AME thinking of something. But then we get together and we talk about it. And we say, okay, is this how we want to do it? Is this not how we want to do it? You know, how can we do it? You know, and it's not too dissimilar from, you know, something like the county legislature. You know, there'll be some people who will be in the room to say no, just simply to say no. And there'll be people who have real ideas and recognize the issues and work it through. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of conversations. But it's always a really great time for us because we get a lot accomplished. We get to spend a bunch of time with each other, with folks that we don't necessarily always get in the same room at the same time. And we're all a part of, you know, the outcome shaping, you know, just like the political process shapes how local government works, state government, federal government, whatever level it is inside of AME. This is a very similar thing.
Good stuff. So that's going to be an interesting one. And do you guys look upon, like, because, you know, I was thinking about this knowing you're in today, this is a great year for you.
Right.
You know, you got the contract signed and everything else. You backed a lot of individuals who made their way through as far as, you know, keeping their posts, you know, going and whatnot. But it's been a really good year for you guys. Do you kind of look upon 2020 as far as, you know, okay, here's our agenda. Here's what we set forth. Here's what we need to get accomplished. Do you kind of lay that out as well at the conventions?
You know, it's funny that you say that, Jay, because, you know, we were working on doing a year in review because it was such a big year for us. We wanted to kind of lay out, you know, a quick little thing for everybody and say, here's where we came from. But it became apparent to me that it's so much more important to look forward. It's not that we can't do something like that, but that really shouldn't be the focus when we get together in a situation like this to talk about where we've been. A big driver for this whole thing is really going to be, you know, for our convention in general, is going to be, you know, okay, here's where we are now. How do we get to where we're going? You know, and having those conversations. So, you know, it's politics, it's internal things, it's, you know, okay, where's our greatest need? You know, What are we getting right? That's great. What aren't we getting right? And how do we do that? And that's, you know, that's a group conversation. You know, things like that shouldn't just be, you know, handed out as edicts from myself and the executive board. That's a global conversation. That's you know, getting a large group of people together and having these conversations. And, you know, there'll be diversity. There'll be people who think everything's just fine. There'll be other people who think things couldn't possibly be worse. And somewhere in the middle is the truth, and we form where we're headed.
It's like you don't want to rest on your laurels. You had a phenomenal year and everything else, and you're attacking. I like that. Now, also from what I read, is there another award, like a Man of the Year deal going on at Racine's? What's the latest there, sir?
Yeah, so Monday... Mondays at
I got more sources. I tell you, you can't put anything by Oliver these days.
I don't know how you get this stuff, but the group Mondays at Racine's is a nonprofit that basically provides for anyone in our community, you know, and that community is, you know, all of Suffolk County, Nassau as well, going through you know, that terrible time in their life, and you're diagnosed with cancer and going through that whole process. And they focus really on the aspect of just trying to, as you're going through everything, they're just trying to make you feel human. Simple services to, like, you know, cutting your hair, you know, making sure that, you know, you process how your image is changing as you're going through, you know, things like chemotherapy. But they don't just do it like, you know, just come on in and, you know, like, they go through exhaustive training. They work with medical professionals, you know, so that everything is done above board. It's done right. It's very supportive. And for folks going through cancer and getting this stuff done, you know, they don't charge for that. They just provide this service. And it is a wonderful way to, you know, feel like part of something and get through something in a larger community than, you know, maybe feeling isolated, just you and, like, your family and a few close friends. You know, you go through it with other people, and you start becoming part of this community and gaining hope. And this is something that they do year in and year out, and we really believe in it. We've really done a bunch of work with them where we could to really try and help get the word out for them and you know, gain exposure for this, you know, for what we think is a wonderful program. And I guess our involvement, you know, we've been successful in helping them to the point where when they got together to discuss, you know, who do we want to honor, you know, my name came up, and somehow, you know, when they shook the names up in the hat, mine came out. And it really, you know, it's an absolute honor. They do great work. We're honored to work with them. And, you know, it was kind of humbling for me, you know, to see, you know, to be in a room full of people, who have gone through recovery or are going through recovery, and to see them, you know, appreciate the small part that we play in trying to make this great program work.
That's unbelievable. That really is. You know, Levler, I tell you, you've come a long way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dan, you know, in thinking about that, you know, listen, I remember you came up the ranks and everything else. I got to tell you, you know, do you ever kind of think back, we're closing out 19. It's been a good year, as mentioned, really good year.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that you guys have gone through, negotiations leading up to a contract,
right,
everything, this award coming into play. Do you ever think back and say, you know what, this has been quite a trek here. For me. Do you ever kind of reminisce and see the path that you have taken and the leadership that you have exuded here over the last 3 years, let's say?
This has been amazing, Jay, you know, and really it has so much less to do with me and so much more to do with the willingness that everybody that we work with has shown to try and, you know, like me on my own, I couldn't get any of this done. Not a thing. You know, I play my part, so to speak, but it really is the belief, the support, and the effort, you know, I mean, Herculean effort being put in from every aspect of what we do. So many great people involved and supporting, and, you know, If I've done anything right, you know, I already mentioned a little bit, you know, it's trying to gain consensus, talk to people and figure out where do we really need to go? You know, I can't just cook up ideas on my own and say, here's where we're going to go. I've got to sit and talk it through with people. And when we sit and we talk it through and everybody gets a little piece of the puzzle and understands, you know, what it is we're trying to do, why we're trying to go there, and they believe in it, they start carrying the ball themselves. And that's why we've been able to get so far. It really has been everyone. You know, me on my own, you know, I don't really know. I'm not so impressed for me. For our association and the team, I am amazingly proud.
Should be. You really should be, because you've had some phenomenal accomplishments. And I'll tell you, for anybody who doesn't know yet, and I find it hard to believe if you don't, Dan does a good show on Sunday mornings. You hear it right here on LA News Radio at 8. Suffolk Matters, he talks to all the heads of state, members, everybody. It really is an enlightening program because, first of all, Dan's become a phenomenal broadcaster, I got to tell him. But also, he gives you some hardline interviews. He really does. Not fluff stuff. It's really good stuff and very good information. You get a lot of good play off of that, I am sure. A lot of people comment on that, right?
Yeah, no, we have had some phenomenal guests. You know, the county comptroller, the county executive, various elected officials from the state level, the local level. We've brought in programs that have nothing to do with us, but we just felt like people needed to know about. We talked to members of the community, various nonprofits, and I always, you know, I always try and give a peek behind the curtain, so to speak. You know, there's a certain vernacular maybe you and I share, Jay, just being plugged into like our little universe and you know, following politics so closely and policy so closely. But the everyday person gets some of this information, you know, as they're exposed to it through the newspaper or news reports, and there isn't quite the context that I think that we can offer, you know, when we have access to the airwaves like this. So I always like to give a little piece of information to just, you know, I think it's great for people to know what's really going on and to really understand the process. I don't think it's good for people to just think that things magically happen policy-wise, politics-wise. So wherever I can, I pull back the curtain and share a little information that I have, hopefully expanding our world and maybe encouraging people to get more and more involved themselves. Make this a little bit less of a frightening thing and you know, having a little more information, you can say, wait, no, I don't want that. You know, now I understand and I don't want this thing. Or yes, I understand now and I do want that thing. So it is... It's definitely, you know, it's a task, but it's been great. It's been very rewarding. We get very good feedback on it. And, you know, as you know, Jay, it all started here. And if it wasn't for you and the work that we've done together, I don't know that I would really have had the guts. You know, this was not something I ever sought out. But you know, you did such a phenomenal job making me feel comfortable and getting me going with radio in the first place that, you know, to be where I'm at now, there's definitely a debt of gratitude owed to you.
Ah, shucks. Okay. Listen, whatever it is, you still have to kind of cultivate the process, and you've done that job,
yeah.
My friend.
Yeah, man.
8 o'clock on Sundays, AM, that is, folks. Check it out. It really is. It's very enlightening, tremendous process as far as the fine folks that Dan interviews. Mr. Levler, I have a feeling it's going to be quite a Thanksgiving in your household.
I sure hope so.
So enjoy. It's been a good year. It really has. We look forward to talking with you in a couple of weeks in December. How's
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely, Jay.
And Dan does the job, man. I'm telling you. He runs the show, the president of the Association of Municipal Employees. And by the way, that is the largest independent union in the state. Let's not forget that. And I'm talking about the representation of, a little over 6,000 and active and over 4,000 retired Suffolk County workers. We take our hats off to all in so many areas. This county cannot run. I say it all the time.
Absolutely.
Rain, snow, sleet, and I'm not talking the mailman, although that's part of the union. If it is, it is. But I am talking about the folks that are out there on a daily basis that help us get to and from. Always a pleasure, sir. Great Thanksgiving holiday. I look forward to seeing you in December. How's that?
Absolutely, Jay. Thanks again.
A pleasure. Dan Ledlow, ladies and gentlemen.